Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the author's studio from Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And our guest is Dr. William Bradshaw. He's written a book called The Big Ten of Grammar, Identifying and Fixing the 10 Most Frequent Grammatical Errors. Hello, William.
Hello, Les. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
I was looking forward to doing this interview with you because I grew up a grammar, a punctuation, a spelling nut. I used to read William Sapphire. I used to read Enwood Newman. And it really bothers me these days because of social media. It seems people have lost the ability to spell, to punctuate correctly, to use grammar correctly. Does it drive you crazy as well?
I hear the same grammatical errors on the streets of the inner city, on the college campus. I hear them in the public arena, in the privacy of your own home at a family gathering. I hear them in movies. I hear them in advertisements right across the board. I hear these grammatical errors. Yes, it bothers me.
Is that what inspired you to write the book?
That was one of the things that inspired me, yes.
Tell me a little bit about the book.
The Big Ten of Grammar is a short, easy-to-use handbook that deals with the 10 most frequent grammatical errors, how to recognize them, and how to fix them. Unlike other grammar books, rather than concentrating on learning umpteen rules of grammar and parts of speech, the Big Ten of Grammar teaches you what to listen for. You hear grammatical errors and you fix them.
If you will, give me a couple of examples of two of the most egregious grammatical errors out there.
One of them is when somebody has their dog and they will say, dog, lay down, and the dog just stays there. And then the person will say, I don't understand why my dog doesn't mind me. And I want to say, because you should be telling your dog to lie down, not to lay down, and your dog knows English better than you do. That's one of them. Another one, and this would be in a written more than spoken, is where do you put the comma in relationship to quotation marks? Does the comma, the period, go before or after the quotation marks? It always, the comma and the period always go before the closing quotation marks, no exception.
We have lost that ability, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes. And it's really tragic because I think that most people don't realize that they're not doing grammar in the appropriate way. And they want to. They don't realize that they aren't doing it. And so it is tragic and it is sad.
William, in my opinion, everybody from 5 to 105 is guilty of these errors. But I'm guessing that you have a particular demographic you're hoping to reach with the book?
Yes. Actually, the book would be for people who are interested in brushing up on their grammar. It's not a complete grammar book. It deals with only what I believe are the top 10 grammatical errors. It's especially important, I think, for the high school junior or senior who is writing applications for college, the college senior who's applying for a job someplace, the young worker who is on the job and now has to produce, or anybody who's unemployed, or take the person who's really reached the top and now he's looked to as the leader. He needs good grammar as well. And I see speech writers for mayors, for governors, for congresspeople. I read in their literature. I hear them make speeches. Even the president's teleprompter leads him astray once in a while.
How is your book different from all of those other grammar books that are out there right now?
One we've already mentioned. It is not a complete grammar book. It deals with only the 10 most frequent grammar errors. I see books, some grammar books that are as much as 857 pages long, though most of them are 300 and 400 pages long. Mine is short and easy to use. Second is that mine has lots and lots of examples, and I found that people learn by correct and incorrect examples, and I encourage them to read those examples out loud so they begin to hear. And then finally, mine is an emphasis on listening rather than trying to learn a lot of rules.
Once again, the book is called The Big Ten of Grammar, Identifying and Fixing the 10 Most Frequent Grammatical Errors. The author is Dr. William Bradshaw. William, thank you.
Thank you, Les.